And joining us on Perspectives today is Cynthia Bond. Cynthia is a fellow Texan, and she is also the author of her first novel, and it's a novel that has been very well received by people, and that's Ruby. And it's the newest selection for the Oprah's Book Club, and the New York Times, USA Today, an indie bestseller. And she is a fellow Texan, as I mentioned, and she left when she was young. They went to Kansas, but we're going to chat with her about her book. And first, we'd like to take the time to welcome you, Cynthia. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, as I mentioned, you moved from Texas when you were young. So tell me a little bit about your writing. Did you start as a child? Did you always want to be a writer? Did you read a lot?
Well, my father, my whole family was a reading family. My father and my mother are both educators. And so we had books filling every corner of almost every wall. And so reading was just a part of life. And my father taught speech and literature and quoted Shakespeare constantly. And we knew a soliloquy from The Merchant of Venice, Shylock's soliloquy, when we were very young. And so reading has always been such a vital part of my family's life.
Now, according to the reviews, you were working on the manuscript for Ruby for 10 years. Is that correct?
Really, over 10 years. When I compute all the all the days, it was even longer than that. But yes, for quite some time.
And yesterday we talked with another author, and we've talked to so many authors, of course, on this book show. But a lot of them talk about rejection letters and waiting and how you can't give up. You got to keep trying. This one particular author who is New York Times bestselling guy, well, Steve Barry, said that he had 12 years and 85 rejection letters.
You know, it's an interesting thing because I worked on this for so long. So it was an interesting thing when Ruby made it to the New York Times bestseller list, because that was only after we'd been selected by Oprah Winfrey for the book club. But I worked forever on this. And when you're working on a book, your one hope is that someone will one day read it. But beyond that, it's how am I ever going to finish this thing? I think there are so many people who have projects or books in their minds, things they want to complete, but they don't know how to get from the idea to getting it on the page to completion. And that's one of the things I learned. And I hope they want to ask questions about that. I'd love to answer them, because finishing is one of the hardest acts. But once you get it out there, I was very lucky. I had a wonderful agent, and then we were able to, she put the book out there one day, and it was Random House, a division of Random House Hogarth, decided to publish it. The very next day, they bought the book. So I was very, 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 very lucky. The biggest challenge for me was staying in the chair and writing until it was complete.
We are visiting with Cynthia Bond. Cynthia is the author of the debut novel, Ruby. And Ruby is a New York Times bestselling book. It's also been nominated as one of the books in the Oprah Club. And Cynthia Bond grew up in East Texas, the town of Liberty, Texas. And correct me if I'm wrong, but when you were young, I guess you heard stories about, you know, what was going on, and as far as the KKK and other stuff that happened in the 1930s?
Yeah, you know, my mother grew up on a very small farm in the Piney Woods in East Texas, and her father was born in 1866. He was a carpenter and a dowser and a small farmer, and he was just a man who was had started his family at 14 and had many, many children, and was a really amazing man. And we got to hear about him growing up. And we heard amazing stories of my mother going with him when he found water and picking blackberries, and just her life as a young girl growing up in Texas. But we also heard some hard stories too. And that's woven into all of our histories, I think, some very challenging stories. And so some of those are in the book. But one of the things that I've really tried to do with the book is to create, you know, I am not a poet, but I love poetry. And I try to condense and create my language in a way that is poetic, that will basically carry the reader through any challenging time within the book. I try to care for the reader in that way.
Now, as far as the character in this book, of course, Ruby, and as you mentioned, it's set in the 1950s in Liberty, Texas. And you talk about the surroundings. You mentioned a little while ago about, was it your grandfather or your dad born in 1866?
No, that was my grandfather.
Okay, mm-hmm. So the year after President Lincoln was assassinated, and mm-hmm. actually a year after the KKK was formed. So mm-hmm. tell us about...
Wow, you really know your history.
That's
amazing.
Ruby is... tell us a little bit about how Ruby is painted in this book, because in small towns, you know, a lot of times we hear stories like about Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, you know, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, and obviously about New York. But you hear these stories about these people who live in small towns, perhaps shanty homes, but despite the violence that comes against them, the hatred, they're happy because of the love that they have for one another in that family. And so why don't you open up for us as far as just set up for us who Ruby is and what Ruby is all about?
Well, Ruby is a woman who has who's very different than a lot of folks. She has a gift, and she has a gift of being able to see what others cannot see. And she's experienced a lot of challenges and pain in her early life. And so she's grown up in this very, very small Texas town. And when she's old enough, she leaves. She goes to New York, and it's the 1950s. And she's able, through a series of things, to find herself in the lap of the New York literati. And she rubs shoulders with James Baldwin, and she gets to know, you know, all of these. She meets Bukowski and goes to showings where Andy Warhol is just starting. And so she's a part of all that. And then she's, and is often compared to Dorothy Dandridge. People think she's so beautiful and captivating, but she's yanked back home. And once she gets there to these red roads of East Texas and the piney woods, everything falls apart, and we don't know why. And she really begins wandering these red roads and wailing at midnight, and everything that surrounds her is beautiful and lush, but she is in great, great torment until a man comes. His name is Ephraim Jennings, and he's a forgotten man in the town, and he brings her a white lay angel cake. And that's the beginning of their love story and how they begin to heal each other. And so it's a mystery. There's a bit of a ghost story in there. But it's ultimately a love story. And it's about how love overcomes so much.
We are visiting with Cynthia Bond. She is the author of, her debut novel is Ruby. And Ruby has been nominated by Oprah as one of the picks in her club, and also New York Times best-selling list. And as Cynthia mentioned earlier in the program, this was a dream come true for her, because she had been working on this novel for a long time, but it was picked up right away as far as getting it published by Random House. So we are visiting with Cynthia Bond. The name of the novel again is Ruby. You mentioned about Ephraim and how he comes into Ruby's life. One thing that we have not talked about is the fact that Ephraim is a white man, correct?
No. Ephraim is black. There is a story of Ruby's mother.
Ruby's
aunt, and it was her aunt who was involved with a white man and that was in the late 30s. And this was from a true story in my family, and through a series of things that happened, she was killed by the KKK, and this is a story my mom grew up with, And it's really about how do people recover? How does a family heal from something like that? And there are many, many people in Texas and all over, really, that have perhaps something like this in their family. And how do people come together? How do they find a way to knit their spirits together to overcome this kind of tragedy? And that's really what happened in my family, and that's what I try to tell that in the novel as well.
As you mentioned that, Cynthia, one of your reviewers said, or wrote actually, that your novel is a great novel, great reading. However, they are quick to point out that it's not a novel for the faint of heart.
Well, you know, I think what's interesting is that there are many different things. You know, one of my favorite poets is Pablo Neruda. And one of the things that I love about his poetry is that he describes everything. You see the beauty of things. Even there's an amazing poem he's written, To the Foot from Its Child. And I don't know, that poem takes us through the life of a human being through telling the story of their foot. And there are beautiful things, but there are also very painful things. But what I've tried to do, and you know, one of the things that was so amazing when I got that phone call from Oprah Winfrey telling me that she'd chosen my book to be the book club selection, one of the things she said is that it's the beauty that carries you sort of through those dark times that makes the book a book that she would select, basically, that makes it a journey that is one is capable of taking.
We're visiting with Cynthia Bond. She is the author of the novel Ruby. It has been chosen by Oprah as one of the books in her club, one of the top books. And also, it's on the New York Times best-selling list. And the novel, again, is Ruby. Now, you mentioned earlier, Cynthia, about how your dad being in academia, the fact that you were exposed to books all the time and the classics, etc. And we've asked this as some of the authors that we've interviewed before as well, as when you were young, or now even today, who are some of your authors that you remember that perhaps had an impact on your writing, or perhaps said, you know, when I grow up, or if I ever decide to write a book, it's going to be something like this?
Well, when I was really young, when I was about 7, because there were so many books around, I just picked up adult books that I really probably shouldn't have read. Nobody knew I was reading them. And I read a lot, and I remember we also had these amazing writers who visited us at KU, because my dad was one of the first Black instructors at Kansas University, and so we had Nikki Giovanni and H. Rapp Brown, and Maya Angelou came, and I actually met her as a young girl, and the story is I hopped on her lap and asked her why the caged bird sang, and she talked to me about singing for freedom, and there were so many influences when I was growing up, and I remember just standing in the audience listening to Maya Angelou in particular and hearing her speak, and I remember thinking that I wanted to be able to touch people in that way, and as I got older, I think Zora Neale Hurston is somebody who had a huge impact upon my writing, just the way she just cuts through to the soul. And so many other people, James Baldwin, Langston Hughes, so many amazing writers. It's so hard to pick one, but when I was growing up, I think those were some of the biggest influences I had.
Cynthia, what about Toni Morrison?
Toni Morrison is really an icon in this nation. She will, I believe, in just the lexicon of literature, you know, hundreds of years from now, people will look back and know her. And she's such an important part of our culture and our literature. So she has also, from Sula to The Bluest Eye to her later books, just has always captivated me.
We're visiting with Cynthia Bond. She is the author of the novel Ruby. Ruby has been selected by Oprah as one of the top picks in, actually the top pick in her book club. And also, Ruby is on the New York Times bestselling list. And who joined us today is Cynthia Bond, who is the author of Ruby. Tell us about when Ruby leaves. I guess the reader gets the impression, and correct me if I'm perhaps this is the way I interpret it anyway, the fact that she gets all this confidence, she gets, you know, she, by hanging around all these people, artists, etc. But when she returns to liberty, all that seems to go away. It's like all of a sudden she doesn't have that confidence. She doesn't have that circle of friends. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, and I think what happened is that when she was younger, in a way her heart was sort of, there was a seam, you know, and I spoke about this. I was on Super Soul Sunday. It aired yesterday, and I had a group of friends over, or Sunday, and it was an amazing experience watching that show in which Oprah interviewed me, and I remember talking about this seam, that this broken part of Ruby, and one of the things that, so that is always a part of her, even when she's in New York and she's receiving all of these compliments and she's part of this world, there's a part of her that's still broken. And so when she comes home, it's as if what was patched together shatters. And so, yes, so it does fall apart. But one of the things that helps her is that she is able to connect with the beauty of nature and the life in the piney woods. And that really holds her together when her life has fallen apart.
We're talking with Cynthia Bond. She is the author of the book Ruby. And as we mentioned earlier, we keep mentioning that it's a selection by Oprah Winfrey for her book club. But what makes it special as well is that Oprah hadn't selected a book for her club or asked the readers to select the book or go out and buy this in over a year. And your book comes along and she is snagged. And not only is she snagged, I think you got her hook, line, and sinker, because she can't even describe what the novelist can compare it to.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I had just finished teaching. I was a guest at a MFA program, and it was I just stepped out of teaching, and I get this phone call, and I pick up the phone, and she says, "Hello, is this Cynthia?" I said, "Yes." She goes, "This is Oprah Winfrey," and I literally screamed. All the students, the other professors, and people there were just looking at me and thought I was crazy, and I went in the corner, and that's when she told me, and she talked to me about my book, and it was one of the most important, as a writer, you know, she's really changed the way people read in America, and she invigorated the publishing industry when people were falling away. I mean, there's always been a group of people who are staunch and love literature and reading. But for a lot of Americans, the written word and picking up a book was really not something they were doing. And she got people reading again. And so for her to choose my book, and she spoke to me about what she loved about my book, and it was such an amazing validation, because I tried so hard to create something that I was proud of. And you just never know as a writer. You never know. So if anyone is going to like your book. And so what's happened since then, going up the week after she picked it, I was on the New York Times bestseller list. I've been nominated for an amazing Penn USA Award. it's just been a dream come true.
And she has optioned, she meaning Oprah Winfrey, has optioned for the film rights and television rights, correct?
Yes, Harpo did, and I've been hired to write the screenplay, which is very exciting. I'm very, very excited about that.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because you said you were on your iPhone, on your iPod, listening when she called. And that brings me to a point where a lot of people are using their iPhones, are using their iPods, are using their Kindles. And so the book is not only just the printed word in book form, but now they can take it with them. Somebody else can read it to them. And mm-hmm. with that in mind, how did that affect your book, or has it?
You know, I think that there are lots of people who are buying the actual book. I think people are buying books. There's certainly a huge number of people who are using Kindles, but some folks just like to hold a book. And when people come to signings, and we're about to have one in Los Angeles with Janet Fitch, I think people like to hold a book and to come and have an author sign that book and hear people talk about their writing process. I think people like books still, but I love that the Kindle is there and that it is expanding the way people read. So both, I think, are important. Saying what's really exciting to me right now is that I get to go back home. I have so many family members in Texas. I have so many people there who see these stories and see themselves. And for me, going back home, we're going to do a whole, visit to El Paso and to Houston and to Dallas. And I'm going to visit family and record them. And I'm just really excited to hear people's stories and how they might relate to the book and how it impacts them, or just hear about their process of writing. And so it's just something that is exciting to me to go back home and hear people and how they love reading and love books. I'm just really, really excited about that.
And I'm sure that everybody is very happy for you, everything that has happened. But I must ask you, because sometimes myself as a writer, I put pressure on myself because I know that that story or that article, news piece, whatever I'm writing about, is going to someone higher up, like the network or anything like that. So with Oprah giving you the thumbs up and all the accolades you've been receiving, does that put pressure on Cynthia Bond?
You know, I really try to, I am working, you know, when I first worked on this book, it was 900 pages, and it was big. It was a big, big book. And so it was decided that my mother had been telling me for years that this was a trilogy, that it was three books. And as children are with their parents, I said, "You are wrong." And I was like, "This is not three books." But when I met with, I was lucky enough to find my agent in New York, she sat down and said, "This is three books." So the second book is actually written. My job now is to make it a self-sustaining book. And I have not been that impacted by that, because I go into my room and I sit down at my computer and I walk through this doorway into this other world. And once I close that door behind me, the rest of the world is pretty much cut out. And it's really about being true to those characters and trying to tell their story in the best way and the most honest way I can. So far, that has not impacted me. I hope that continues. I just want to keep writing for the rest of my life. That's my goal. And now there's a really strong chance that that's what I'm going to be able to keep doing. And so, not so much yet. I hope it does not happen.
We're visiting with Cynthia Bond. Cynthia is the author of her debut novel is Ruby, and it's already had a huge impact in the literary world. It's New York Times bestseller list. It was selected by Oprah as one of the top books in her club, and this is something that Oprah has not done in more than a year. But this is Cynthia's first novel, and it's already taken off, and good things are in the future. And Cynthia, as you mentioned earlier, because of the exposure you had with your dad and the books you read, I would imagine that you have that opportunity as well to reach out to young people and to get them encouraged to read and to hold the book in their hands and read the classics, read other books, and not just, you know, text messages.
Yes. I mean, I think that I've worked for really over 20 years teaching homeless youth, and I really will always be a social worker at heart, I think. And I believe in the power of writing. I believe in the power of reading. I think that young people are reading. I think that they are talking about books. I think that there is a resurgence and an interest in storytelling. And I think that a lot of young people have stories to tell and want to get them down on paper. And some of the best things I've read in my life are sitting at a table with a lot of young people, and they're writing their stories down, and then they read them, and they pack this raw power because they're not remembering their past. They are living it in that moment, and it is vital and fresh. And I think young people have a lot to say, and I always encourage people to read and to write their stories down, to get them on paper.
We have been visiting with Cynthia Bond. She is the author of the novel Ruby. This is a novel that has taken off in the literary world. It's on the New York Times bestselling list. Oprah has selected it as one of the book to read as we approach the summer months. And so, Cynthia, we want to thank you very much for being with us here. And if you wouldn't mind giving us perhaps your webpage or a Facebook page that you have so people can reach out and find out more about
Ruby. Yeah. I'm at www.cynthiabond.com.
Well, thank you, Cynthia, for joining us. We've been visiting with Cynthia Bond. She is the author of the novel Ruby, and it's already on the New York Times bestselling list and also a top selection for Oprah's book club.